Welcome to the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick, and there's Alec.
What's up, Nick?
Not much. I know we're a little late to the game, but let's just hop into the combine. So Maxwell Harrison ran a 4.28.
And can you please, for the uneducated, including myself, tell me who that is?
Cornerback from Kentucky, but literally wasn't the record last year like 4.27?
Yeah, was it Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, Xavier Worthy. Yeah, I was going to say, that's actually... honestly, super close. And shout out another Texas wide receiver, Matthew Golden, ran a 4.29.
Okay, fun fact about him. Nebraska's current wide receivers coach recruited him to Houston. That's all I want to say.
Wait, who's their wide receivers coach?
D'Keal Shorts is his name.
D'Keal Shorts.
Yep. Oh. He coached at Kentucky for last year, and then he's coming over to coach with Dana Holgerson to be the receivers coach this year in Nebraska.
So is Dana Holgerson, is he full-time... the new OC?
Yep. Full-time OC. We're going to take it. We're going to run it. And we're going to gun it. And Dylan's going to lead us to the promised land.
Okay.
But I got a question for you. You said the Matthew Harrison ran a 4.28. What do you think your 40 time would be if you went all out right now?
Right now, I don't know. Fuck. Like, 5.9.
5.9. Yeah, I feel like that's some bullshit. I'll give you 6.3, maybe.
I don't fucking run 40s.
You know what? That's going to be a payoff for a bet down the line.
It's literally like all the kids in my gym ask me, like, what's my 40 time? I'm like, bro, I haven't ran a 40 since like high school.
That's
like high school gym class. Like, no one just runs 40s for fun. Like, no one actually knows what their 40 time is.
Well, look who you're playing basketball against, Nick. You're the unk now.
Bro, I know. But I'm just saying, they don't even know what their 40 time is. Like, who's running? Like,
I don't know. We're gonna mark this down, guys. Mark this down. We're doing this in the summer. We're running a 40. I'm going to be faster than Nick. I guarantee you right here, right now. But right, we'll neither see. Of us are running 5.9s.
I don't fucking know what a good 40 time is. Well, I know I'm not running like a 4.28. I'm not running that.
No chance. Who are the other standouts from the combine?
Darian Porter, another quarterback from Iowa State. He ran a 4.3. Dante Thornton Jr. from Tennessee ran a 4.3. Bashul Tutin ran a 4.32. He was like the fastest running back. I was gonna say, just going from there. Nick Ewan Mori. I know I'm probably saying that wrong, but safety from South Carolina ran a 4.38. I know people were like pretty saying that he's gonna rise just because he's like a big safety.
South Carolina has some studs on defense this year. No. I don't know how their pro prospects look for the most part, but they had some studs on defense, carried them.
Yeah, 6'3 safety, 220, so fuck, he's almost like Kyle Hamilton. So
Big safeties, I like it.
Although I don't think Kyle Hamilton ran that well, but still, like...
Yeah, but Kyle Hamilton has some out-of-this-world instincts
at
the safety position, okay. And that's kind of what matters more than speed.
But yeah, if you combine the instincts with the athleticism, like... you definitely could have something special there. I guess just really after the combine, it kind of just verifies like what people have been saying. It seems like it's just going to be like a heavy defensive line draft, heavy running back draft.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. I guess what I find interesting about it is that over the past few years, the NFL has just kind of hated running backs, even though, like, I guess Saquon, he didn't really get paid much more. They just kind of bumped up his like contract. So I guess how they marked it, I felt like they marked it as an extension, but really they just bumped up the total value of the last 2 years of his contract.
Well, I think people do this in every league. Like, look at Shohei. Shohei didn't get $700 million because he deferred half his contract. They just want to make it appear like they're paying them a lot.
Yeah.
Just for ego purposes. And also, I mean, Saquon did get a good chunk of change out of the deal. But most of these extensions, you got to pay attention to what the guaranteed portion of the money is and then go from there. And
he did get a bigger guarantee. They did fully guarantee it, which is, granted, it's only 2 years, but still, like, fully guaranteeing a running back salary, that's...
For the NFL? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, that's that's unheard of.
But I think this draft, like you said, is going to be dominated by the trenches. There's a lot of DN talent in the first round, a lot of D-tackle talent in the second, third, mid-rounds. And that usually coincides with people not being that interested in this draft because the quarterbacks are the big shiny things. But the quarterbacks don't really throw at the combine, except for one who had a really, really bad day. You want to talk about him?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was saying that Will Howard had the worst combine of all time, which I don't I doubt that anyone that actually said that is actually, like, going through all the tape and, like, examining every quarterback, like, oh, no, Will Howard definitely had the worst combine of all time. But to be fair, like, he probably had the least amount of time to train for his combine. It's also working receivers that he doesn't normally work with, so a lot about throwing to receivers, it's timing. So if you're not used to their timing, not used to, like, how they break off their routes, you're probably not going to look the greatest.
Well, listen, I'd say 95% of the other quarterbacks looked fine and aren't. There's not a big deal about it. And you have to be very, 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 very bad to make yourself a scene, a negative scene at the combine. Unless you come into it overshape or out of shape or overweight or something like that, or you run a terrible time, pull your hamstring, something like that. If you go out into the drills and you're not doing well, you kind of just you got to take the L. What's happening?
Yeah, but I remember you telling me that you thought Will Howard, he was like a smaller quarterback, but he is 6'4", 235, like.
He just appears to be small. He also appears to me to be a douchebag, so I wouldn't draft him. He's got some big time Toy Story villain face.
I feel like the only reason why you're saying he looks small is just the baby face. Like, he's a baby face.
I will wear my heart on my sleeve for this podcast. Ohio State sucks, and if you're not Justin Fields, I don't like you. Sorry.
Hey, that's fine. Will Howard, but he. I was going to say, honestly, I don't really think the combine mattered as much for him just because that national championship game performance, like...
No, he's going to be a...
You honestly could have asked for more in that national championship game, and especially with how he started, like, what did he start, like, 13 for 13 or 15 for 15? Like, that's pretty much unheard of, and, like, he did what he was supposed to do, like, during the regular season.
He was always going to be a mid-round pick. No matter his combine.
He could go second to third. I feel like he'll go somewhere either second or third round.
A lot of the combine doesn't really revolve around the actual drills or the 40 times or anything like that anymore. What it is good for is the interviews and the meetings with these prospects. And to his credit, he's like played college football for 6 years. He probably knows what he's talking about in the meeting room. If he doesn't, he's screwed anyway because people are going to see right through it. So, you never know, but I think he's definitely a mid-round quarterback at the highest.
I feel like it's mostly just, as what you said, like, interviews, and then also just, like, confirming, like, what you see on tape. Like, confirming, like, those numbers, like, oh, this guy's fast. Yeah, he actually runs fast. I suppose there was some people, like Tez Johnson, where his 40 time was a little bit disappointing, especially for his size, being, like, really short receiver, and I believe he was only at 155 pounds, but let me confirm that right now. Yeah, so Tez Johnson, 165 pounds.
Weight can fluctuate, though, because I know some prospects come in because they're training so much for speed for the 40, they lose weight,
and
then they
can
just build it back up
for
the season.
For him, I guess what people were worried about was that he is so skinny and, like, his 40 time wasn't as fast as what they would have wanted to be for him being so skinny.
Well, I mean, look at Devonta Smith. There's a pathway to success there. He's probably not as fast, obviously, but skinny people can make it in this league. You just got to know how to avoid hits and run routes. And if you know how to do that, you have a pathway to success.
Yeah. There's also a chance he just had a bad day and maybe he's a little bit faster than what his combine tape showed, but...
That is true. Sounds like a good steal for Ben Johnson in the late rounds. But, you know what else happened at the combine that was fun?
What?
Howard Schultz's son, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. His son and Ian Rappaport getting into a screaming match at the combine. I got a question for you, Nick. Out of all the reporters for any of the major leagues, MLB, NBA, NFL... NHL, even though neither of us know any of the reporters. Who would you take to win a Royal Rumble match?
Royal Rumble match?
So
define reporter.
I'm talking about a newsbreaker. I'm talking about a Schefter, a Woj, a Shams.
Okay, so I can't take Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonnette, NHL. He was a former hockey player. But he,
okay, okay. Former like, players
I
are.
Feel like more, I feel like he's more of an analyst, though.
So. Former players are outs, okay? Because they have a base. They basically have skills that reporters don't.
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
And also, bad. How do you? How the hell do you know who that is?
Just on Barstool. All
right.
Yeah, that's why. But he's pretty funny. So report. I don't know. I feel like I know Schefter's kind of small. Shams looks pretty skinny.
Kind of OCD about this whole breaking news thing. It really consumes their life in a way that I don't think for any of them is healthy. Because if you think about it, I know they want to be first. I know we want the news. But we can also all survive without the news. But that's like a kind of a segue to a whole different topic. But I don't think Shams has the fighting skills. I don't think Woj has the fighting skills. Even though Woj doesn't really count because he's not doing this anymore.
Yeah, but kind of bring up what you said about Shams. That's kind of the reason why Woj retired.
Yeah, he basically got old man gamed out of it. You know. Fuck, man. And he basically was quicker. He had more tenacity to do his job. And Woj just retired. But I think from our conversation here, you can kind of tell that all the newsbreakers, their life is pretty consumed by breaking news. And I think we need to amend our game here. And we need to make it which analyst who did not play professionally could win a Royal Rumble. So, 30 people in the Royal Rumble. 30 analysts. They have to beat them all. Who would be the last one standing?
So definitely don't know anyone from the NHL. The only one I really know from baseball is Jeff. Wait, I know it's not Jeff Goodman.
It's Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan had like a tree fall on him and he has a broken back, so I wouldn't pick Jeff Passan.
Yeah, I was going to pick him. I don't know if Wendy's a fighter, but I feel like
you said Wendy?
Yeah, but he'll definitely
Brian Windhorst?
Bro, he'll have size over a lot of the reporters.
I mean, it's gonna be hard to throw him over the top rope, I guess. But
I'm not a wrestling fan.
Neither am I, but I know what a Royal Rumble is.
Hey, I don't know. It's just like I'm just figuring like all out brawl. Who's the last one on top?
Shout out to Wimby, but I don't know about that one. I'm gonna go.
You got someone better?
I don't want to amend my game again, but do broadcasters count?
Sure. That's kind of similar. Close enough.
Chris Fowler. I can't say it. I can never say his last name. He is secretly ripped. He's going to win it all.
What's his stats? What's his stats looking like?
Well, he's kind of old, but he's a muscular dude. He works out a lot. Look it up, guys. All you guys. Look up his Instagram. Look up his Instagram.
He's like 60-something, almost 70.
Who'd you say?
Skip Bayless?
Oh, Skip's psycho enough to win it.
Yeah, I know. And that motherfucker gets up like 3 every morning just to run.
But I know these guys. He sounds like me. Oh god, I'm like Skip Bayless. That sucks. I know we said that former players weren't allowed, but I feel like even if they weren't allowed, Shannon Sharpe would find a way to come in that and just beat the shit out of Skip Bayless and then leave.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, Shannon Sharpe wouldn't be a fair fight.
No, but yeah, I'm going with Chris Fowler. Fuck, why did I pick him? I can't even say his name.
Chris Fowler.
Yeah, thank you. Who's your final pick? Is it Skip?
Yeah, I'll go Skip.
Okay. I think I'm right with mine. Anything else you want to hit on with the combine, Nick?
No, just last thing about Skip. He'll just have the endurance, I feel like. If you're going an all-out brawl.
But he is old. We're casting some big accusations on some of these people who are probably in their mid-40s, early 30s, late 30s, who can't outlast a 75-year-old dude.
Right, we just need a full combine. We need to get stats on these guys so we can have a better analysis.
Yeah, but no one will do it because they're all scared to get roasted.
I know.
Just like it's like why NBA players won't do the dunk contest. They don't want to get roasted. You think these media people do? No. But if they did it for charity, I think, and gave them enough money to charity, I think we could get it done. Maybe that's what we'll do with our podcast in the future once we get sponsorships and stuff like that.
Once we hit it big,
yeah.
Like just a summertime media combine.
Yep. And then all these guys getting ready for football season can be out for the season because they have pulled hamstrings and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I suppose that's mostly what I had on the draft. Running backs, pretty deep. Defensive line, also deep. I don't know if there's any. Well, I guess your boy Ty Robinson ran a 4.83.
Yeah, shout out to the Nebraska strength and conditioning team. All their players put up numbers. Look up Isaiah Nayor, the wide receiver.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
The problem with this is, we just want more results on the field, baby. We're tired of these combine because, like, look,
yeah, Nayor, Isaiah 4.4. Nayor,
he has. Yeah, do you know what a RAS score is? RAS score.
No.
It's like what a lot of NFL people base their decisions off of. He had like a top 99% of those scores. And that's why they recruited Isaiah Nayor. The problem is the production doesn't match the testing.
He had a couple good games.
He had some good games, but you got to put it all together. He's got to learn how to run routes and create separation.
You got to be consistent.
He's definitely worth a late-round flyer. But shout out to Nebraska's strength and the conditioning team. They definitely proved it on the field because a lot of previous years when they had less talent and different strength and conditioning teams, the players did not put up anything worth discussing at the combine.
Just a random question for me, but is Banks coming back or is he staying?
Banks is like as old as me, so no.
Okay.
He's gone. Okay. But they did get some good transfers. A lot of, they got a good guy from Cal, Isaiah Hunter. They got Dane Key from Kentucky with Dakeel Shorts as coach. He came with him. And they got one more. They got like a 16-year-old from Kentucky too, who somehow reclassified and is playing college football. And they had one more transfer in who I cannot remember, but they're pretty stacked at the receiver level. They just have to, you know, get in the program and gain some weight, make sure they are fitting into culture right, and then they take it off and running.
Yeah. I guess, like, last thing about the draft, not really a bunch of O-line depth, so I suppose, I feel like there's always, every team always needs O-linemen, but this year, if your team needs an O-line, probably not the best year.
Yeah, I think you're...
Especially for tackle.
I think you're already seeing it with the moves some people are making. Like the Raiders, they have a pretty high pick. They just signed Alex Kappa from the Bengals who got cut. The Bears have made two trades for... Joe Tooney is like an all-pro, a two-time all-pro. Yeah. But they also traded a six for Jonah Jackson, who was a huge disappointment this year. So you can kind of tell both the free agency, the free agent market, and the top-tier talent of the interior line, and tackle too, is not up to par with what teams want. Otherwise, they wouldn't be making these moves so fast.
Yeah. There'll probably be a huge rush in free agency for all the tackles.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Unless they are just trying to jump the market, and so they don't get, so they can use different things. They can try different positions, whether it's D-line, receiver, tight end, any other position you can think of. But we'll kind of see here towards mid-April where teams are settled on the draft. And right now it does not look, like you said, that the O-line talent is very good.
Yeah. Last year was a pretty deep O-line draft, but this year doesn't really seem to be like that. And I guess since we're talking about free agency, let's just jump into it. Devontae Adams got cut.
Devontae Adams, shout out to the Jets, trade a third-round pick to just cut the guy after the season because his best friend, who he somehow loves, is also not on the team anymore. But the question is...
Is there something to be said about him literally just loving Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers?
You know what? As much as I hate Aaron Rodgers, I can kind of understand because he is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Derek Carr, though, my dude. I know he helped you get to the league and everything, but... My guy, you got better options out there. Oh my God, what if he goes to the Saints?
Oh, I guess Chris Olave just keeps getting concussed every year, so.
Yeah, I feel like that's a last resort type of move. I feel like he wants to probably win, and the Saints are just. The Saints are the Rockies of the
MLB. You think he goes where Rodgers goes again?
Maybe, but I don't know, because Rodgers is probably where the scuttlebutt. I hate that I said that word. It makes me sound old. Sources are saying, not my sources, but other sources are saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Giants. I don't know if he wants to stay in New York and be in that media market again. He's from Cali.
Yeah, so Devontae Adams is from the West Coast, so is Rodgers. Fortunately, there's not a QB spot open on the West Coast for Rodgers.
Unless he goes to the Raiders. That's Vegas. But Adams probably wouldn't go back to Vegas. They probably don't want that.
Yeah, I don't know if they... Well, I feel like Tom Brady has a large say today, so he might... I feel like he has a lot of power, so if they want to... If he wants to... Devontae
Maybe,
Adams,
but that ended pretty badly, and it was only last year, so I don't know. But if they wants to pair up with Rodgers again, that's pretty much one of the only spots on the West Coast that could do
it. But I guess speaking of the West Coast, it is rumored that he may go to the Chargers. But another spot he may want to go is the Texans, since Tank Dell, ACL tear, might have, or looks like he's getting another surgery, so probably be out for the next year. Also, Stephon Diggs, is he resigning? Or I know he tore his ACL, so he could be back for next season.
I saw a report today that said they were willing to let him test free agency, and you know,
yeah,
that
that's never a good sign.
Maybe, but also, he probably wants a big contract, and you got to be real. He's an aging receiver who just came off a torn ACL.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
That was OBJ.
Yeah.
And I guess OBJ got a big one-year prove-it from the Ravens,
He'll probably sign later on. I don't expect him to sign right on the 12th with all the rest of the big free agents. He'll probably wait it out a little bit, take a couple visits, go to a high prove-it one-year deal. I would say for Stephon Diggs, I think you're right about Davante Adams. That's a pretty good fit for Davante Adams. But I think for Stephon Diggs, I would watch the Cowboys because his brother plays there, and they seem to get along very well.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Stephon Diggs is one of those throwback receivers who's kind of a diva, and I think Dallas would fit him well.
They do need another receiver because CD needs some help.
Yeah, shout out Michael Gallup. Not getting it done. He's not it. He's not a number two.
Michael Gallup? Oh. Wait, is he still with Cowboys or...
I don't know. I feel like he's always been with the Cowboys. He's been with the Cowboys for like 7 years. I'm going to look it up right now because he's probably only been there for like four, but it feels like he's been there for seven.
Nah, I know he went to CSU. Shout out my boy Alex, but that's about the most I know about him. Had some good fantasy years with him.
Alex, you got a free shout out. Please like, subscribe, and review. he's only 29.
Only 29? Oh, damn.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm looking it up.
He's in dog ears.
He has been. Oh, he's a free agent. He was not there last year. He was with the Raiders. You are correct.
Okay.
He probably will not play again because he was only a member of the Raiders practice squad. And if the practice squad, if you can't make the Raiders practice squad, you probably aren't playing in the professional leagues again.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The Cowboys do need a receiver. I think that's a fit there.
Oh, and they need a new guard because Zach Martin retired.
Yeah, you know, maybe they were in on discussions with Joe Tooney or Jonah Jackson. You never know. They're probably looking in free agency as well. But like we said, the market, it seems like the market in free agency and the draft is going to be rough. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go there. They definitely can't replace Zach Martin this year. He's like a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big loss for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's literally had more, made more all-pro teams than he has holding penalties accepted, which is just crazy to think about.
Yeah, that's insane. And I know guards, it's a thankless job. Guards have a hard life. Linemen have a hard life.
That's the whole O-line in general. Like, yeah. Tackle, you might get a little bit of love, but like, there's like maybe like two or three that you really give some love to, then like everyone else.
Yeah, and I know that they age quickly. They have a shorter shelf life because they are just getting their ass beat every play,
yeah,
no matter what. But you got to wonder, maybe towards the beginning of OTAs, Zach Martin feels he starts to miss it a little bit. Maybe he's open to unretiring. We've seen it before.
I have no,
this is just speculation. But
they can mention Tyler Booker too. I know there's some speculation about him. He might be the number one guard.
Yeah, but a lot of teams don't like drafting guards that high because tackles are the bigger investment. They pay them more. I think that may be changing, but who knows? Yeah. But I do know, going back to our combine discussion, Tyler Booker did not run very fast.
Well, I was just listening to Todd McShay. People were just really impressed with him, and he is part of the Alabama system. And people were saying, I guess no one wants to confirm, obviously no one will ever confirm it, but people are saying that he may go higher than people think. So, hey, with Zach Martin retiring, that could be a landing spot.
Maybe. What else is going on in the world of NFL? We kind of got a lot of news today.
Yeah, Zach Bond, he's re-upped with the Eagles, $51 million over 3 years, I think 34 guaranteed.
You know what? I can't say that I know a lot about linebacker play. Like, I can't watch the film and be like, oh gosh, this is really good, outside of like big plays where it's noticeable,
yeah,
like Zach Bond made that tackle. But I feel like that may be a risky play by the Eagles.
Well, you don't notice a lot of linebackers, but I feel like when you definitely watched him and the Eagles, you noticed him.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a their good investment was signing him to a 1-year deal worth nothing and then getting extremely, extremely good play out of him. I feel like letting him go. But they
didn't expect that. No one expected him to do that.
I know, but I feel like letting him go and just trying to find another, you know, plug and play linebacker and then addressing other needs elsewhere, even though their team's stacked either way, maybe that's a better investment because their defense is
young, so they can afford to spend some on the defense. Plus, they're letting like Bradberry and Darius Slay go.
Yeah, but here, I don't know the corner market that well, but I'm saying maybe since they need new corners.
Well, they have two young corners.
True, but they still need depth.
Yeah. Maybe. But you can always sign some veterans.
True, but there's other holes on the team. They're not perfect.
No, yeah, there's always going to be holes on the team, but...
And I don't know their cap room, but I'm saying maybe you would, since that defense is so good and they have such a good line, linebacker play is probably a little easier to find.
It really isn't, though.
But I think...
Well, I guess I was listening to Mina earlier. She was saying that there are some, like, decent, like, starting linebackers out there, but...
Yeah, linebackers...
Finding elite linebacker play, that's hard. Zach Bond kind of played like an elite linebacker. I'm not going to call him elite just because it's only been for 1 year, but if he can replicate what he's done this year and just do that for the next 3 years with the Eagles, then he'll definitely be more than worth that contract.
Would you rather have Zach Bond or would you rather have Josh Sweat? Because that's probably what it came down to, because I don't think they're going to re-sign both. I think Josh Sweat is leaving.
Yeah, but you already have so much depth on that D-line, you probably can afford to lose Josh Sweat.
All right. Interesting. I'm just saying... I don't know if I'd trust...
You can't have the middle of your field be trash. You gotta have people that can cover that middle of the field. Because if you have no one there, you're just gonna get torn up. No matter how good your D-line is.
Well, I can tell you this right now. Somehow, some way, Howie Roseman is gonna draft some young linebacker who should not have at any way fell to him with the 30th pick or whatever the hell pick he has. Because that's what always happens with Howie Roseman.
He'll get some... Well, because it's a deep D-line draft, he'll probably draft another like defensive... Oh, probably replace sure. Josh Sweat, another defensive lineman. Yep.
He's going to draft a center to replace Cam Jurgens in 7 years, and he's going to be like a Hall of Famer too.
Yeah.
But that's how the Eagles work.
No, that's definitely how they go. They love the trenches. Max Crosby also... Well, I guess speaking of D-line, Max Crosby, highest non-paid QB.
Interesting. I feel like on one hand, the Raiders have no, like, why not?
Yeah.
It's not like they're spending a lot on...
Well, he's literally the heart and soul of that team.
Yeah. But is that a good thing?
It's the Raiders. What's good about the Raiders? Plus, they're literally, like, let's look at their division. They're in a division with KC, Denver, who's on the upswing, and the Chargers.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Well, try for what? I guess
right try now, to win. That's know, what. That's know, why. That's the one thing I respect Daryl well, yeah, Morey that, for.
They are trying to win. Because that's why they resigned Max Crosby. Because if you don't resign Max Crosby, you're not replacing his production.
Yeah, but you gotta. They gotta make some move at quarterback. And I'm not saying sign Sam Darnold. I know he's probably the best free agent option.
You can sign him for like a year or two.
I know, but you better draft a young person behind him.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. Is like you get him for a short term, but you draft someone behind him. Hopefully, that person develops. But a quarterback is just hard to say because you never. It's hard to say who develops well, who doesn't develop well. If people actually knew, then people would be a lot richer just because no one knows what truly makes a good quarterback. It's basically like a 50-50 shot every time.
True. But I think it's a good deal. They needed to do it because they got to spend their money on something.
Yeah.
I am wary about mega contracts for DNs because they fall off. The production falls off pretty quick, even when you're elite.
Yeah, but that cap hit
is very high. Yeah. But I'm assuming they can always trade him or restructure and then trade him to some contending team down the line when he wants to win, and when the Raiders blow up again.
He's also only 27 too, so
that's not true. It's more like if Myles Garrett gets traded this year and signs to a big extension, he's about to be 30. So.
Yeah, so like what his Max Crosby contract, they'll take him like 30. I guess when the season starts, he'll turn like 31. So
yeah,
he'll turn 28. So that contract will take him like 31.
Yeah, but I like the move. It actually sets the market for other DNs too. He's obviously top of the line.
Yeah.
So Myles Garrett can probably break that. Micah Parsons can break that probably because he's younger.
Well, is Jerry going to pay him?
I don't know, but if Jerry doesn't pay him, say hello to Chicago or somewhere.
To be fair, Jerry probably will end up paying him. Even though Jerry's a little cheap, he probably will end up paying him, but literally will wait to the absolute last minute to do it because that's what he loves to do with Dak and CD.
The thing is, though, he always gives them huge, huge deals at the end, so I don't understand his negotiation ploy.
I don't know.
It would be one thing if he's holding out and then gets them to take a team-friendly deal. He's not. Dak got more than what he wanted. He got exactly what he wanted. CD got a huge, huge deal.
But that's the problem if you wait to the last... Well, that's the problem with the Bengals right now because they're waiting on T. Higgins. And if they probably signed him earlier, they probably could have got him on a little bit of a cheaper contract. But now that they're waiting... If you're French, I guess people are speculating that the Bengals are going to try to work out a deal with him. But
well, it's interesting. You gotta kind of go maneuver around it. Like, look at the Chiefs today. They franchised Trey Smith, and they decided they got to keep him, but then they had to trade Joe Tooney. And it's just addition by subtraction, I guess.
And just speaking of, like, breaking the market, you already know Jamar Chase is probably going to be paid more than T, and I feel like whoever's up next for the contract always gets paid the most. So
that's the whole thing.
Next highest paid non-QB division.
That's why the sooner you can get these guys, I never understand. I know it's football. I know injuries happen. Yeah. Jump the market.
The Bengals definitely aren't forward thinking, but since Jamar was asking for last year, jump it.
Yeah, I mean, look what... I don't want to keep bringing up Bears, but look at DJ Moore's contract compared to CeeDee Lamb's contract. DJ Moore's contract, way better. I know they're not... CeeDee Lamb's a better player.
But CeeDee's a true one. DJ Moore isn't.
I just said that, but yeah. I'm not trying to hype up DJ Moore. But look at his... If you look at the contracts, it's like, whoa, steal. Good contract for a good player.
It's harder enough DJ Moore to steal just because...
I'm saying with contract. I'm saying with contract. And if they used him correctly, he'd probably be a lot different. I mean, just watch. Wait and see what we'll say about DJ Moore after this year. But as Ben Johnson said, no block, no rock. That motherfucker better start to block.
Well, he can't block. He's just got to find people who can.
No, DJ Moore.
Oh, DJ Moore?
Yeah, he said that about DJ Moore. He said no block, no rock.
Oh.
So you better block or you're not going to get plays called for you, which, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go, BJ.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ben Johnson, he was definitely big on blocking with receivers, especially Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, they do. I don't want to turn this into a Bears podcast, but they do need a number three receiver, and I'm afraid that I'm going to be underwhelmed because I think that receiver is going to just be focused on blocking and not, like, being a flashy player. So, you know, our number three is probably about to be Tim Patrick, and, you know, that's good, but it's also boring.
And I know, you could draft, like, a tight end, have that be, like, your number three.
Yeah, please don't draft Thomas Fedoni, please.
Well, yeah, I don't think they're drafting Thomas Fedoni. Although I'm heard he also had a really good
combine. He did have a really good combine. He's trying to prove us all wrong, but he's just, God, enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to move on, even though you're good. He's good. We just have to move on.
Yeah, he's good. But I guess that was mostly most of the big football news. I suppose just diving into the NBA real quick. Kyrie tore his ACL.
Nick, when you called me the night that Luka trade happened, I believe it was February 1st. It is March 5th. It's not February anymore. It's March 5th. Time moves fast. The Mavs thought they had a good team with a generational superstar, a young generational superstar. And...
Well, obviously they didn't think that because they...
Well, Mavs fans thought they had a good young nucleus that just made the finals last year with a generational superstar that was about to come back from injury. Fast forward to March 5th, the Mavs have 80 on the sidelines.
Well,
Kyrie.
The report came out 80 might not even come back this year because Kyrie's out for the year.
Not surprising. 80 on the sidelines. Kyrie with one ACL. Season ticket prices raised. A GM that no one likes. It's crazy how bad this worked out for him. And you were also on this podcast saying that you could see it from Nico's point of view, how this would help them this year. And it just blew up in their faces. And I'm not here to say that I was right or I was wrong. AD always gets hurt. Kyrie's aging. And yeah. You went, instead of going for a younger star, which there's rumors they tried to trade him for Anthony Edwards, and he's a younger star.
Yeah, that could be semantics.
They settled for AD.
Yeah, they could have just been talking like, if you were to give up Anthony Edwards, what would that be? Not necessarily trying to reveal that Luka would be in the deal, so I guess we'll never truly know that. But I guess just touching back on the Dallas thing, I'm not saying I agree with Nico's logic, but I could see where he was coming from. Granted, where that whole team is, it would have been demons on defense. Just with Lively, AD, Gafford,
like three out of the four of them are also all out too.
I know. Well, I know they're all out, but I'm just saying. Well,
I know. Like,
speaking of them being out, Gafford and Lively, they're also not projected to be back until like April. So like, if they're on the edge, like. The Mavs might not even bring them back either, so...
As I told you, Luke was the new Babe Ruth. Curse that franchise on the way out, and also fat.
Hey, well, Lakers fans will be happy.
As a LeBron fan, I'm pretty thrilled. I don't want to buy into it yet, because they've looked pretty good, but I don't want to get my hopes up and then be crushed. So.
Before we go too far away from the Mavs, though, I just want to say just kind of how tone-deaf they've kind of been about the whole situation. Like, they've literally traded away their franchise player that everyone loved. He loved the franchise. He had no plans to move. Literally bought a $15 million house like 2 weeks, a week before he got traded. And now they're raising ticket prices 8.5% for next year to accommodate the franchise.
This is why I say never ride with billionaires. I don't care how good you think they are. Don't give them breaks. Keep pressure on them because they can just do what they want.
Yeah, and the players that you hate, how much they get paid... If you don't ride for them, it's just the billionaires getting paid more. So Patrick Dumont, that motherfucker, the more you ride against the players, the more he gets paid.
Yeah, I feel bad for Mavs fans because as a Suns fan who is going to be pretty much, unless they strike gold on the KD trade or maybe trade Devin Booker and somehow draft good players, it's going to be like a decade of irrelevancy for the Suns. The Mavs... Why would Kyrie come back? He's got a player option. And why would they sign?
He might just pick up his player option this year.
He probably would, but he won't be playing that much.
Yeah, well, because when he tore ACL, you're out. It's okay. Realistically for a basketball player, that's like a 9-month injury. So, earliest you could see him really coming back is like sometime in December. But
you got to realize that's another year of AD getting older, another year of Kyrie getting older, probably with some zapped powers because he tore his ACL. He's older now. Like, Mavs, man. Honestly, here's my hot take.
Now they kind of have to – they're kind of stuck. They kind of have to pay Kyrie.
No, here's my hot take. Spin off AD this offseason. Right. Won't be popular.
For what?
Don't know. Not Luka, but you're not getting Luka, but you know what? You got to spin him off now because guess what?
If they spin off AD, like, that city may actually burn.
No, it'll burn when Jerry does nothing in free agency and has to trade Micah Parsons.
At this point, people don't even care about Jerry right now.
Yeah,
no one's even talking about, well,
wait and see Jerry not do a damn thing in free agency because he has all the good PR right now.
Bro, Jerry's about to come back with something. He's about to come back with some good.
Also... Most Dallas Cowboys fans or Lakers fans don't give a shit about the Mavs, so.
I don't know. Well, I guess I really know the population in Dallas, but I figure there's more Cowboys fans than
Mavs. It's just
fans,
a joke about how Dallas Cowboys fans are also Yankee fans and also Lakers fans and also Dodger fans and pretty much any fan who wins.
Are they Nebraska fans because they're also stuck in the 90s?
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, you had that one coming.
What else is going on in the NBA?
What else is going on in the NBA? I guess wrapping that up, Mavs are kind of fucked for the season. They do have their pick, I believe, this year, so hopefully they can get someone
cool.
Good.
Cool. Guess what? You get Derek Queen Jr., who I've been hyping up this whole time.
They don't need a big. They need a guard.
Oh, yep, yeah, you're right. Cool. You get Steven Ashworth, the 27-year-old point guard from Creighton.
Oh, God. Please, no.
They're not going to draft him. He's not going to get drafted. It would just make me laugh very hard.
Yeah. Now, I guess the funny thing about the Suns is that their draft pick might actually be higher than Brooklyn's pick, which they traded to the Rockets to get back their own pick.
I have nothing to say about the Suns. I refuse. I'm a Suns fan. I just refuse to talk about them because they suck.
Yeah.
And every decision they make deserves to be ridiculed. There's no pride to be a Suns fan. You just have to accept your jokes. It's like, I'm ashamed to be a Suns fan. I don't want to wear Suns gear. I don't want to be recognized as a Suns fan. I don't want to claim them.
Can I say that you did buy a Suns shirt on clearance?
Shut up. It was on clearance. And you know what? It deserved to be on clearance because it's a Suns shirt. No one buys Suns shirts because they don't deserve to get bought.
But you still bought it.
You're right. Because I'm a fan, and I'm dumb, and fandom is a narcotic.
Yeah.
Also, only got it because it's cool, and it says El Valle. Okay? It's Spanish. I don't have any other Spanish shirts.
Wasn't that what they had Kelly Oubre wear before they
Shout out to him. Remember the time he got hit by a car and then suspiciously nothing came out about it? It was like last year, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stories like that.
Yeah.
I guess in other NBA news, Jalen Suggs tore his ACL. Magic are fucked because he literally seems to be like the lifeblood of that team.
And they cannot function without that him. Concludes our talking about the Orlando Magic because, Nick, your first sentence there, the Magic are fucked, is what happens to the Magic all the time.
Well, speaking of the Magic, I was watching the game last night.
Who'd they play?
The Raptors.
That game did not exist. You're sicko.
Nah, I watched the ending of it. Jacoby Walter pulled up from three, won the game. And then
Can I ask a question that's going to sound stupid?
Who's Jacoby Walter?
And what team does he play for?
He plays for the Raptors.
Damn.
And he went to Baylor.
Even worse. Gross. Yeah. Fuck Scott Drew, by the way. Happy March.
Hey, BJ, Edgecombe, he'll be a top five pick, so I guess they got that.
I don't think they're going to be in March. I think they suck this year, but you know what? Whatever.
To be fair, I haven't really been keeping up with that much college.
That just means I can't pencil in Baylor to be the four seed that gets upset by the 13 seed like I always do and was always right until that one year they won it all.
But I guess just going back to my Jalen Suggs point, I feel like if he was there, that shit wouldn't happen just because he'd lock people down on defense. They seem more organized. KCP literally does nothing for that team, even though they paid him like $30 million a year just to be a shooter, which I was saying it was perfectly fine if the Nuggets let him go because his production is very overrated. He is a product of Jokic, and that's it.
Shout KCP out KCP.
Can do nothing on his own.
Shout out KCP. He's out of my life now, so I like him again.
Yeah, because he's not airballing threes with the Lakers anymore.
Yep. You know who is, though? Kind of. But I still like him in a way. Dorian Finney-Smith.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Gabe Vincent.
Brother, well, I'm used to Gabe Vincent. Dorian Finney-Smith, you disappoint me. Start making your white. He literally said in a quote.
He does say he's getting. Yeah, he did say that.
He did say, "I'm getting butt naked, wide open threes. I got to start hitting them. Hit him, man, please. I want to like you, Gabe Vincent. You're dead to me. You always been dead to me. Get off the team, Vando. I love you. The Lakers as a whole hate you, but you know what? Win Bron one more ring, and maybe I'll like you.
Well, I guess being on the Lakers. Do you just want to jump into Genie Buss's comments?
Yeah, did we confirm that it wasn't Centel and it was real?
Yeah, nah, it wasn't Centel. She actually said it.
Damn, what got her up? Did LeBron not wish her happy Women's Month this time? And why is she mad?
Wait, what's Happy International Women's Day?
I think it's International Women's Month in March. Right.
Well, since it is International Women's Month, International Women's Day is coming up on March 8th, recreation of that Bron and Jeannie video.
Yeah, I was going to say that I don't think LeBron wished her a happy International Women's Month because she's clearly mad. What can you go in and share the quote of what she said?
Yeah, so Jeannie, we gave up a lot to get Luka Doncic, which arguably they definitely got the better end of that deal. But I guess continuing with her quote, we're happy we have him. We have lost the last 3 years in a row to Denver Nuggets. in the playoffs, and we really didn't have anything that was going to look different going into the playoffs again. Anthony Davis was complaining about where he was being played, and he wasn't happy. So I think this was positive for both teams. They got what they were looking for. We got what we were looking for.
So here's my thing.
Well, AD got what he want. He's now playing power forward. Just not to play center.
True. Here's my thing, Genie. You're right. You lost to the Nuggets multiple times in a row. You're right. You didn't have anything different. Whose fault is that? It's Rob Pelinka's fault. And you didn't have to trade AD to make it different. You had to get some other people in there, and it would have worked. But you know what? I can't even get that mad, because trading AD for Luka was kind of a win.
And I should have known this was about to turn into a Rob Pelinka hate rant.
Don't give him flowers for that dumbass deal. Blame Nico. He does not get any credit. I saw a tweet saying Lakers fans were clapping and yelling great things at Rob Pelinka because they saw him walk in the stadium. Fuck that. That guy wasted the past 2 years. Don't give him credit. He didn't do anything. Nico's just
he
dumb.
He didn't waste the past 2 years. Darvin Ham wasted the past 2 years.
He hired him.
Fair point.
That was not a Braun hire. That was a him hire.
I personally think that Frank Vogel never should have got fired, but I feel like that was a Braun reaction.
Frank Vogel got fired by the Suns, too. He's not that good of a coach. He's fine. Shout out
well,
to him for 2020.
To be fair, Frank Vogel, well, the Suns were performing better with Frank Vogel last year, so I think Frank Vogel might be a good coach.
Well, Bradley Beal was also barely on the team last year, so.
He's barely on the team this year, and he almost killed Anthony Edwards, but that's also a story for another day. But I guess just to wrap up Genie's comments.
At least he almost killed him on one of his baby mamas.
Okay. Well, take with that what you will, but. On International Women's Month.
If you want to know more, just look up Anthony Edwards and baby mamas. He's going to get killed by somebody, and it's probably going to be one of them.
I'm sure you'll find some funny twats on Twitter, but...
Funny what? funny twats?
Threads.
Okay, threads.
Yeah, some funny threads on Twitter. But, yeah, just going back to Genie and the Lakers. Lakers got the pot. They definitely got the better end of the deal. Like, and the Lakers definitely got what they want. I don't know. Not 100% sure AD got what he wanted. But
if you want to keep... If everybody wants to do this thing where they're like, we wanted... Actually, never mind. I'm dumb. Because they didn't want to do right by AD. They didn't even tell him.
No.
So maybe they're just like, fuck you, AD.
It was a fuck you to AD. And kind of a fuck you to Braun, but also kind of not.
You know what's funny, though? They have not said anything about Braun speaking out, but the minute AD says something about, we need one more piece... We need a power forward, or we need a big guy. I want to move the power forward. They trade his ass the next week.
Well,
LeBron speaks out all the time.
AD's been saying that since the beginning of the season. He's been saying that like basically since the championship.
Well, I don't know if they needed
really
a center,
they
but they do
they
need something.
They
did need
center.
Something else.
They fucking need a center because fucking Jackson Hayes, like,
well,
I don't
they still
I guess
need
a
center.
Been playing well. He's been playing well for Jackson.
He's not
Hayes.
Good. He's not good. He's going to get exposed in the
good.
Playoffs.
I'm just saying. He's been playing well for Jackson Hayes lately.
For the love of God, do not put Alex Len in the game ever. I don't care if Jackson Hayes has 7 fouls.
Well,
I know that's not possible.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know. But fuck. Make him get 7 fouls somehow before you give Alex Len the opportunity to get one. Okay? He's not good.
But just look.
Shout out Jordan Goodwin, though.
Oh, whatever.
I do like Jordan Goodwin.
Like Jordan.
He can't shoot, but he's good.
Former Suns. But besides the point,
former wizard somehow, and somehow he's useful, which is crazy.
Is he useful? Okay, we're getting.
He's good. JJ put him in the rotation.
Okay, whatever. Besides the point, my point is
JJ Redick, by the way.
Second round matchup, Lakers Denver. It's coming, and I don't think they ever get answer for Jokic.
That's because you're a closet Nuggets fan. You hate the Lakers because LeBron's on the team, even though you're a Lakers fan.
Hey, Jokic is one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah, you have to sell your soul for your team.
I just like basketball. Will not sell myself for the Lakers.
You must like basketball if you're watching that bullshit Orlando Magic Toronto Raptors game last night.
Nah, I learned at a young age, don't sell your soul to that team because they don't give a fuck about you. But
who'd you sell it to?
No one yet. I'll sell it to have Lamar Jackson win the Super Bowl, but We'll sell it later in the football season.
I hope the Ravens trade Lamar to L.A. for Matt Stafford.
Oh my God! Well,
that's basically the equivalent of the Luka AD trade.
Hey, I'm fine with that. Sean McVay is definitely a top three coach in my opinion. But we can go into some coach rankings another day.
You know, that's my specialty.
Oh yeah. That'll be a great summer podcast. We'll do some coach rankings.
Yeah. Anything else in the NBA, Nick?
Anything else in the NBA? Not too much. I guess we could just go over some quick rankings since I guess we're looking at Lakers-Denver in the second round. Golden State's climbed all the way up to the sixth seed, which I did not think was possible, but Jimmy Butler's really been a positive impact on that team.
Yeah, they're kind of scary a little bit. I don't want them to win, but I think something's going to happen to that team because they're all old and someone's going to get hurt and it's going to fall up in their face. So I'm not that worried about it.
But, actually, it would be a Nuggets-Warriors matchup, but the Warriors also have no one that could guard Jokic, so I don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Nick, their little secret, no one can guard Jokic. That's why he's one of the best players in the league.
I know, but I'm saying that literally have no one that could guard Jokic because their big guys are fucking Quentin Post, Kevon Looney, and Trayce Jackson-Davis.
I'm going to interrupt you with the non-sequitur. Bronny scored a point last night. Shout out to Bronny. You're right about...
Well, congrats on Bronny scoring a point in a blowout.
You know what? You know what's crazy? His dad, 50,000 all-time points. Bronny scored in the same game he got that record. I don't want to go into your bullshit about
that. I wasn't going to bring it up, since you brought it up... When do we start doing this?
Nick.
We've never combined regular season points and playoff points.
Nick.
We've never done this until Bron. Bro, because I was literally scrolling through Twitter all day, and it's just people glazing Bron.
LeBron's the greatest of all time. Nick, they're doing this.
Even Stephen A. finally jumped ship.
They're doing this. Stephen A. doesn't even know what ship he's on. He's jumped ship so many times. It doesn't matter anymore.
No, he was Team Jordan forever. He finally jumped ship today.
He wants a new contract. He's probably tired of saying the same damn thing for the past 20 years. He doesn't care. He doesn't really care. He just said
that
makes money.
Never stop them.
Bro, the reason they're doing this is to create content because the league is not in a good place. The MLB did the same thing with Aaron Judge when he was doing that home run chase. It wasn't the real record. Everybody knows that, but they wanted to create content. It was like 73 because Barry Bonds has it. In the AL, it was 66, I think, or something like that. But someone with steroids got it. So they created the content because it was the real record. Because that's what they wanted to do to get people to tune in. No one wants to watch except you, Orlando, and the Toronto Raptors. People want to see LeBron James do unbelievable shit we haven't seen before. That's literally the only reason they do it.
People still talk about LeBron James no matter what, because he's still the face of the league.
But yeah, but that's but they want
he likes it.
Nick, they want more people to watch it. They know I would watch it because I'm a LeBron fan. They want the young kids to watch it. They want the casuals to watch it. They know they're not going to get anybody to the Magic Toronto game because that's just the way it is. Regular season games don't matter. That's what they're doing.
They do matter.
Well, not to the common fan. That's why they're. That's what's wrong with baseball. That's what's wrong with the NBA. It's not necessarily wrong with it because the NFL has the game rigged because there's so few regular season games, even though they keep fucking expanding for no reason. It takes the important.
I'll say they need to go back to 16.
It takes the important. It antes up the importance level to all the NFL games because they all matter. Because if you start the season like 0-3, you're basically done no matter what.
Shout out to the Bengals.
Yeah, but if you start the season 0-3 in the NBA, it's like okay, we got 79 games or 78 games left. Like
79.
70. Oh fuck, I was right the first time. But yeah, so basically, that's what they're doing it for. It's not this big LeBron thing. You stop being a hater. And go on with your rankings, because guess what?
I also forgot where it's going, because I didn't want to go on the LeBron rant, but you brought it up.
And then I ranted back at you to say you're stupid and I'm right.
Yeah, that's fine. So, I don't know. I guess, you got anything to say about Cleveland, Boston, New York?
I hope Boston loses every game in the playoffs and is out in four games.
Well, we all hope for that, but...
That's my take. The East, no, it sucks.
I do think Cleveland does have a good chance.
Cleveland will not win a championship unless LeBron James is on the team.
I didn't say they're going to win, but I think they do have a good chance of beating Boston. And I will just
Of Tibbs' players are going to have no legs by the end of the year.
Well, that's perfect because they're playing Detroit. And Cade can win the series. You got anything to say about Cade?
Shout out Josh Hart. Cade, shout out the Pistons. That's a good story.
Yeah.
NBA needs to just kind of go around that and make a good story, but they won't because it's the Pistons.
Hey, the Pistons are good. And the NBA is always better when the Pistons are better. Not really, but...
Is that true? Because I feel like they haven't been good in like 30 years. I know, shout out... Okay, 25.
Yeah. It's been like 20. Still. Because you got like the... They were good up until like 07. 07, 08.
Shout out Rip Hamilton. He was always cool. You know what? Shout out... This is a random player that I always like to play for no reason at all other than I like the way he played, which is weird because he barely played. Shout out Jason Maxiel.
Jason Maxiel.
If your sicko ass doesn't even know who he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, the name sounds familiar. I can't put like a face to the name, but I suppose that's probably all the news that we got. Let's just wrap it up.
Okay.
You want to take your shot or you want me to take my shot first?
What is the take your shot this week?
So I'm going to take my shot with...
What's our topic this week?
For me, I'm going with the NFL Combine.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, just with the Combine getting over with and draft, NFL draft coming up, and one of my favorite players being in it after North Carolina literally having a pointless season because we didn't have a quarterback or a defense, I'm just going to say, Omarion Hampton going to be a top three player out of this draft.
Interesting. I'm going to have more of a subjective take my shot. Yours, because yours is like quantifiable. Mine?
It's kind of subjective, but especially across different positions, but I think he'll be a top three player in this draft, and he will...
It's kind of quantifiable. Market, if you're a Hall of Famer or something, you're one of the top three. My shot is more... of an opinion. Mountain Dew shouldn't exist. That's my shot. That's my take.
Do you want to go farther into that?
Yeah, Mountain Dew shouldn't exist. Anybody who drinks it, have you noticed? Kind of weird.
Well, shout out our friend Alec, who also loves Mountain Dew. Different Alec, but...
Listen. Alec, I love you. Stop drinking the Mountain Dew.
Bro, he loves those Dew seltzers.
Maybe. I don't want to roast him on the podcast before he doesn't subscribe, but the Cavender twins also, kind of like Mountain Dew, shouldn't like him.
Mid,
just like Mountain Dew. And I don't need all the 77 flavors of Mountain Dew. Stick to the... why?
What, stick to the classics?
Stick, if you're going to do it, okay? The only one that's acceptable... is the classic Mountain Dew. Don't give me the blue. Don't give me the red. Don't give me the clear. What the fuck is that?
I will say when they created the seltzers, they fucked up. They should have went with... Because they have the original, they got Baja. Should have went with Live Wire and Code Red, even though basically... They
sounds like you're flavors. A Mountain Dew lover. That's weird.
I'm just saying, just go with the classic. But I'm just saying, go with the classics. Also, Live Wire, Code Red.
Here's another take classics. That I want to shoot for. All seltzers kind of taste the same.
Not the Mountain Dew ones, but... Yeah, for the most part, they are relevant. There's qualities, different qualities of the seltzers, but...
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they all... After three of them, they all kind of taste the same.
It's flavored carbonated water.
True. With alcohol in it.
Yeah, with alcohol.
So shout out to you, Alec.
Company, give us a sponsorship.
Well, I guess... Mountain Dew, if you give me a sponsorship, I'll love you.
Okay.
Alec, if they send us Mountain Dew, you get it all.
Yeah, I'll drink a couple of Dews with Alec. But I suppose we'll just wrap it up there for today. You got any last thoughts?
You know what? Happy International Women's Month and happy International Women's Day.
Wait, is International Women's Day Saturday?
It is Saturday.
Oh, and we got Lakers Celtics, so hopefully we'll get another moment with Jeannie and Bron.
No, I don't know. Hopefully he's actually playing in this game and not in the stands with her.
Well, he could be in the stands after or before.
I guess, but hopefully it's a win because the Celtics suck.
Yeah, I will definitely be cheering for the Lakers. All right. It'll be one of the few times I cheer for Bron. But, all right, we're wrapping it up for there today. Like, subscribe, follow. I will post this on our social media Twitter and Instagram. And we'll see you guys next week.